Good morning. Today's guest for our Animal Health Update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa will be updating us on summertime management of pesky insect threats. Dr. Lisa?
Thanks. Summer month typically includes heat, rain, corn, and yes, insects. New World screwworm, a parasitic fly, has recently taken center stage as an animal health threat in the U.S., especially since last month's detection in a calf located in Zavala County, Texas. The female fly lays its eggs in an animal wound, and when the maggots hatch, they feed off a living tissue, causing significant pain and discomfort. However, New World screwworm is only one example of an insect that can cause harm to an animal, and there are many other flying and crawling insects that can pose a risk for disease introduction or disease transmission. There's a bunch of different ways that insects can pose a threat, not only to us as people, but also to our pigs. They do cause harm and can transmit disease in a variety of ways. One of those is considered mechanical transfer. Insects like flies can really reach any aspect of our farm, inside and out, and in doing so, they can land on contaminated areas and then carry pathogens on their body. When they fly to another area, one that's clean, they can then transfer those pathogens to an area that doesn't have a disease. Another way is as a disease vector, and what this means is a vector is a living organism like an insect that can carry and transmit a pathogen, such as a bacteria or virus, from one animal to another, but the insect itself usually doesn't fall ill from the pathogen. The pathogen then is passed on when the insect bites an infected host and then feeds, and then when it leaves and goes to feed on another susceptible animal, it passes on that pathogen. An example of that is Japanese encephalitis virus, or a tick bite that transfers Lyme disease. And lastly, there's the physical damage from any kind of insect bite. And this is caused from both the irritation of the skin, but as well as an allergic reaction. And that can be anywhere from a mild raised itchy bump to a more systemic severe spread across the whole body. In addition, a lot of insect bites can cause blood loss, which also has its own problems. Is an insect bite really of concern? If you consider it, insect control is one aspect of an overall plan to maintain herd health and prevent potential disease introduction. Insect bites can cause significant discomfort, not only to us as people, but to our pigs on the farm. And this is even worse if there's multiple bites. It can affect and cause loss of production either through poor appetite, weight loss, and blood loss. And it can have an impact at the plant. If you have animals with multiple bites on their skin, they can potentially be condemned because of those bites. There's a lot of things that we can do to maintain and prevent any insects from growing and hatching around the farms. Some things include having a gravel barrier around the farm to facilitate drainage and to help prevent other things like other insects and rodents, prevent stagnant water from being around the farm, such as in a container or a tire, control weeds where pests hatch and lay, and perform proper mortality management. So don't have an attractant at a mortality management site and manage your compost areas. Other things we can do inside the farm is adjust ventilation, especially during dawn and dusk hours, to prevent insects like mosquitoes from laying on a pig. Also keeping feed spills and manure areas cleaned up so there is not a growth area for insects. And you can use chemical treatments according to label directions, but they've got to be approved for use in and out of an agricultural and animal areas. Lastly, when you do see severely affected animals, you can treat them supportively, again, following herd guidance from your veterinarian and follow all proper withdrawal times. Insects can be associated with summer, but for more resources, please go to swinehealth.org.